The Road Information Program, or TRIP, is a nonprofit transportation advocacy group that has released a report on New York State's road conditions and the economic burdens they place on motorists. Those costs are generated by crashes, gas wasted during congestion delays, and repairs from poor road conditions, including potholes. Elizabeth Carey is with the AAA of Western and Central New York.
AAA estimates show that about 2 out of every 10 drivers who hit a pothole have to go to an auto repair shop for repairs, starting at $400 and up. And we know that those costs are on the rise.
Those backing the study say a lack of adequate investment in road and bridge improvement by the state only makes the problem worse. James Dussing is the highway superintendent for the town of Clarence. He says New York invested $800 million last year for state highways, but provided only $50 million for the Consolidated Local Street and Highway Improvement Program, or CHIPS. He suggests New York would be saving money in the long term if it was willing to spend more on maintenance.
New York's local roads and bridges face over $100 billion in unmet needs, costs that grow when maintenance is delayed. Properly funded maintenance generates tremendous long-term savings. It costs 5 times more to rebuild bridges and 16 times more to replace pavement than to preserve them.
Dussing is also president of the New York State Association of Town Superintendents of Highways. He and his colleagues plan to lobby state lawmakers in March, asking for a $250 million increase in the state budget for local roads. He adds that 90% of the roads in New York State are not eligible for federal infrastructure funds, making it more critical for Albany to provide adequate support. Michael Mrosiak, Buffalo, Toronto Public Media.